Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. No doubt continues now. This is the broadcast for March 15th in the year of our Lord, 2021. This is hour two of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Welcome to the broadcast, Dr. Scott Bradley with me this hour. Welcome to the radio, Doctor.
Well, always glad to get together on a Monday morning and start the week out right.
Amen to that, sir. I've got two main topics I want to stick to fairly closely today because I really think they're so critical. And people have been wondering about these topics, and I haven't had a chance to really dig in and get to them. I want to talk about the first one. Proud Boys got bigger as police looked away. Now, this is documented by the New York Times. New York Times business section today has an article. Proud Boys got bigger as police look the other way. Proud Boys, accused of leading a mob to Congress, followed a bloody path to get there. Now, the interesting thing about this discussion or this article by the New York Times is it really digs into the details. They say, as Proud Boys worked their way towards the U.S. Capitol over many years, the cops literally allowed them to get there by looking the other way. They say law enforcement did little to stop the Proud Boys. A protester was burning an American flag outside the 2016 Republican convention in Cleveland, Ohio. Now, by the way, I was there at the Republican convention when Joseph Biggs rushed to attack, jumping a police line. He ripped the man's shirt off and started pounding and beating on the man. Then he boasted about it that night in an online video. Now listen carefully. The local police did not charge Biggs, charged the other man, the flag burner, with assaulting Mr. Biggs. Okay? So Proud Boy got away with it. He beat somebody up, jumped the cross line, promoted it on video. No doubt it was obvious who was who. The guy that was burning the flag. Now, I'm not for burning the flag, like by choice, but I'm not also for making a law against burning the flag. If you want to do that, you can. This is America. But again, this Biggs guy just beat him up, and then the other guy got charged. The city later had to pay $225,000 to settle accusations that the police had falsified their reports out of sympathy for Mr. Biggs. By the way, who went on to become a leader of the, they say, far-right Proud Boys. Now listen, 2 years later, 2018, in Portland, Oregon, something similar occurred. A Proud Boy named Ethan Nordian was caught on video pushing his way through a crowd of, quote, counter-protesters, punching one of them, then slamming him to the ground. The one that got slammed to the ground became unconscious. Once again, the cops charged only the other man in the skirmish, accusing him of swinging a baton at Mr. Nordian. Now, Mr. Big, 37 years old, and Mr. Nordian, 30 years old, are major leaders of the Proud Boys. Now there's a federal investigation. Now it's with the FBI saying that the prosecutors on Thursday are now saying could be one of the largest in American history, meaning investigations, they face some of the allegations. And they face getting prosecuted for the attack on the U.S. Capitol in January. Okay, they say, listen, leading a mob of about 100 Proud Boys. Well, now let's stop there for a second. And they try to say that Donald Trump is aligned with the Proud Boys. Or that you and I, Dr. Scott Bradley, are aligned with the Proud Boys. Because why? Well, they're right-wing and you're considered right-wing and I'm considered right-wing. And we've given Trump credit on occasion here or there. And therefore, really, the Proud Boys and Trump and you and me, there is no difference. And they literally lie and paint this satanic false narrative in the media. All right? But the fact is, federal, local, and federal law enforcement agencies passed up several opportunities to get to the truth and take action against the Proud Boys and their fellow associates long before they ever went to the Capitol. The group's propensity for violence and extremism was no secret, ladies and gentlemen. The FBI and other law enforcement agencies have kind of seen the Proud Boys as, well, the way they portray themselves. Well, they're kind of some street brawlers that lack the organization of some other groups. And, you know, they're kind of bad guys, but not near like the white supremacists, the neo-Nazis, the drug cartels, this kind of stuff. Yes, their ideology is kind of a concern, but, you know, yes, they've kind of committed acts of violence, but no really big deal. By definition, that's probably terrorism, but we don't really worry about them. One of the leaders of Homeland Security articulated, the Proud Boys are just the guys that drink too much after the football game. And, well, hey, the law enforcement agencies can't investigate political groups without reasonable suspicion of a crime. So, therefore, they got immunity. They got protection from the cops all the way along. In fact, the other guys were attacked. You go to Charlottesville, and the same narrative. All the people that wanted to protect the statues and defend our history, whenever there was a skirmish, they're the ones that got charged and put in prison. And all the leftists, the Black Lives Matter, the Proud Boys, the Antifa, the whoever else, they all got away with literal murder. But you know what? The Proud Boys committed violence in public, used that violence in videos to promote themselves for other rallies, and then traveled across the country to involve engage in violence again and again. They say how that didn't attract FBI attention is hard for me to understand. Well, I can understand it. You've literally got, ladies and gentlemen, the government involved in allowing these insurrections to not only grow, but literally protecting them when the violence occurs. Now, the reason I bring this up, Dr. Bradley, is when we try to report on this, Twitter shuts us down. Do you realize my Twitter account just got shut down last week?
No, I didn't. I hadn't heard that.
So where do we go with this? The federal authorities literally knew about this all the way from local cops to federal police, and they all knew about the Proud Boys, their violence. They saw documented videos of it. And they literally doubled down and let the organization grow, not tracking their money, not tracking their organizations, but punishing everybody else who got, who became a victim. That isn't just ignoring their drunken behavior or whatever, like a after a football game. That's literally promoting the Proud Boys and attacking the victim. The police all the way up to the FBI have protected these people. And now they're going to blame it on Donald Trump. Literally, they say about 200 people have been arrested so far. 100+ of them are Proud Boys, which neither the right nor the left really wants association with these radicals, right?
You know, it's interesting to me that the New York Times is absolutely known in all circles as a paragon of truth. And if you can't hear the sarcasm and dripping disdain in a statement such as that, they're absolutely, unequivocally, totally, and completely biased in their direction and their in everything they do. There's a spin on everything they do, And so I guess I would say that nothing I would say at this point should ever be construed to be an endorsement or an encouragement or in any way a positive statement about anybody from the Proud Boys to Antifa to the Black Lives Matter. There's an undertow going on in our country right now, and I don't claim to have the inside track on any of these things, but I do look back in history to what has happened, and of course you've talked to me enough to know that that kind of tends to be my perspective. We need to look backward to look forward. History does tend to repeat itself. The satanic forces do tend to use the same charade over and over and over again, and the mortals on earth tend to step in it every chance they get. There's always a replay, it seems to me, of successful methodologies for overthrowing truth and freedom. And I would say the New York Times is every bit as much in the middle of this mess in terms of fostering the overthrow of the freedom as is the Southern Poverty Law Center, which has got its opinions about organizations such as the Proud Boys, but gives a pass to Antifa. You know, the Anti-Defamation League does similar things. So I guess we got to take a little break here, but I'm sure we'll be back.
You got it, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Scott Bradley, to preserve the nation, his goal, freedomsrisingsun.com, his website. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, "By having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids."
The Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education. Conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
Back with you live, Dr. Scott Bradley with me. So this is serious, though. I submit to you that the cops have literally been aiding and abetting the Proud Boys all the way from the local level all the way up to the federal level. And I don't know what's going on here or who's doing what, but then Donald Trump gives a speech and says, hey, you know what? Let's peacefully, patriotically go to the Capitol and encourage our congressmen and senators to look into vote fraud. And they literally say Donald Trump's a complete insurrectionist. And everybody following him, in fact, everybody even complimentary to the former president on occasion, is guilty as well. And the broad brush paints us all into a supposed terrorist insurrectionist corner. The lie about this, though, is that the cops have been promoting this. And I guess I'm saying if Donald Trump is guilty of an insurrection, then all the FBI and all the police officers are literally charged the other men. when violence was committed by the Proud Boys and allowed this to continue and ratchet up to such a point. Shouldn't they be in prison, Dr. Bradley?
Well, you know, the truth of the matter probably is that there has been complicit people at various levels along various paths all along the way. I mean, there's a concerted effort to basically put an undertow on the whole nation. And there may have been local police officers, there may have been FBI officers, there may have been contending factions almost anywhere along the line. And I don't claim to have any real insights into that, but I do know that historically this has been the methodology by which insurrection and overthrow of the forms of government have always occurred. And so the fact that the New York Times seems to be stirring the pot right now tells me they probably have a dog in the fight. They're people that have shown their colors way too often for my comfort level. I mean, and it is, like I say, Patrick Henry at the beginning of the American Revolution says, I have but one lamp by which my feet are guided, and that's the lamp of experience. I know of no way of judging the future but by the past. And in The Tempest, William Shakespeare observed what's past is prologue, meaning the experience of the past is but an introduction to the what's to come. And in The Life of Reason, we read, those who cannot remember the past are condemned to repeat it. So I go back and look at these things, and the undertow of all of the ugly underbelly of these revolutionary tactics, I don't know as we're ever privy enough to be able to flush them down the toilet where they deserve. But I think the solution really is a restoration of the original principles. When for example, the Illuminists in the French Revolution brought the rabble in and started this fractious, kind of contentious situation, it resulted in the overthrow of the society. And when the Bolsheviks did the same thing, it's a very similar kind of thing. The Mensheviks and the Bolsheviks and their undertow and the release of prisoners to come participate in it, which is kind of what we did through the coronavirus. And you look at what happened in the 20s and 30s in Germany with the factions of the so-called factions of communism and fascism contending against each other. I mean, really, what they really are is just gangs that are contending for ascendancy. And that is that's one of the tragic things, by the way, that we see at World War II, is that it really was a gang war that involved the full force and power of government. There were different gangs that were looking to be in charge of the world, and they brought the unbelievable agony through the force of government to put this together. The communists contending against socialists, against fascists, all of them the same kind of thing, where there were wicked people that were seeking power and to have ascendancy over all things, but they're just different flavors of the same poison. And I guess what I keep coming back to with people is to recognize that we have a beautiful, wonderful back trail, a formula of liberty, free, strong, happy, prosperous, respected kinds of things that allow people to recognize and become, you know, what God ordained them to become, on the earth. It's a happy, pleasant, sweet formula, where families prosper and there can be peace and happiness. Justice has prevailed. There's not disruption. But that's what seems to me is being fostered and foisted upon us. And I think that there's many factions today, just as there has been in these incidences that I've cited. And I believe that today the solution is as it was, a restoration to the things that we know really work. And so, I don't know, this hacking at leaves or at the roots kind of thing. We need to go back to the root of everything and recognize, you know, there's a godly origin, there's a satanic origin. And those people, like the people in the New York Times that are touting their agenda are completely willing to overlook or give a pass to people on the other side that are fomenting destruction. I mean, and since we've had the discussion, I mean, since I kind of brought it up, the discussion about the communists and the fascists in Germany during the 30s. In 1933, the Reichstag fire was used as a, you know, kind of like the Capitol issue on January 6th is being used right now as a as an opportunity to implement draconian forces to contain this great insidious thing that's happening to the nation, when in fact the people that are probably participating in the, you know, the efforts to drum the business up were probably cheering it on to begin with from one side or the other. And I guess I'm just kind of hoping that we'll have a little more wisdom than we normally do, and we'll start to say, well, no, wait, we don't have to take the, you know, New York Times view or the Southern Poverty view or even the neo-Nazi view. I mean, nothing should be kind of fostered or upheld or encouraged. We need to go back to the sound foundation we've been given, and there's almost nobody out there talking about that. That's what's concerning to me, is that you know, everybody seems to be picking sides and throwing rocks at the other side, but the real solution is not even being discussed, and that's where I'm concerned. I see these big media moguls and everybody, you know, they shut you down on Twitter for even breathing a word of a solution, and so it really is. It's one of those things. It's going to take good-hearted Americans that soundly understand these things that are going to have to make them popular again in the eyes of the people. We got to do it in our families. We've got to do it in our churches. We've got to do it in our communities. And some of these false solutions that are out there, many of which are coming right out of the head of our government, many of which are coming out of our media sources, they're false solutions.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm doubling down calling these people criminal, though. If the FBI, all the way to the local police, allowed the Proud Boys to grow while they looked the other way, knowing full well they charged literally people who were getting beat up and were victims of the Proud Boys' violence, if they literally protected them and allowed this to happen all the way from the local all the way to the FBI, and now people are going, wait a minute, what's going on here? Remember, those are the same people at the FBI that literally abused Ammon Bundy in his cases so bad, he literally served for 2 years, and at the end of the whole thing, Marcus Mumford, his attorney, gets literally tased in court when Ammon Bundy wins with a grand jury of peers. They say not guilty, and the judge and the people in the courtroom go so ballistic that they tase the attorney for Ammon Bundy named Marcus Mumford, and then they come down to Nevada because they still won't let him go. And then in Nevada, the judge basically throws out the case and says, hey, because the FBI withheld exculpatory evidence and lied and perjured themselves on the stand, this case is such a joke, we're letting Ammon Bundy free. The government's out of control on this one. You put those two cases together, and then you say this. Border crisis. Record number of migrant children being held in cage-like cells for longer than is legal. It's no coincidence that as soon as Joe Biden took office, there was a huge surge of immigrants coming into our country illegally. Believe it or not, some of them even wore Biden shirts with slogans on it like Biden let us in when they crossed the border. Now, Joe Biden's own Secretary of Homeland Security just admitted in a, quote, leaked email, there's an overwhelming number of illegals pouring into America. All right? I'll get into more details when we come back with Dr. Scott Bradley, but I submit to you that the government has turned into insurrectionists, all the way from local cops to the FBI to Joe Biden himself. We'll prove it in seconds.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
You- USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The Myanmar military declared martial law in two townships of the country's largest city, Yangon, after mounting a deadly response to ongoing rallies against last month's coup. Myanmar's military is accused of 38 deaths and dozens of injuries on Sunday against its own people. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said the U.S. inflation risk is a possibility as the Biden administration dumps $1.9 trillion of borrowed money into the economy. President Clinton's Treasury Secretary Lawrence Summers, also director of the Economic Council for Obama, have questioned whether its spending is excessive, given that the broader economy has been remarkably resilient. Police in North Carolina evacuated local businesses Sunday after they found several suspected incendiary devices near a Baptist church and a county building. Police in Brevard, a city in western North Carolina, said several devices were found near the Baptist Church of Brevard. The FBI and ATF have been called in to investigate. USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
Me Too movement vocalist Vice President Kamala Harris has refused to comment on Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo's mounting sexual misconduct. President Biden has finally made a comment on his longtime friend. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
President Biden has made his first comment on the ongoing scandals of New York Governor Andrew Cuomo when asked by reporters outside the White House Sunday whether the governor should resign.
I think the investigation is underway and we should see what it brings us.
Democratic New York State Senator Alessandra Biaggi says the president's noncommittal response doesn't surprise her, but tells CNN that the mounting scandals against Cuomo show a pattern of abusive behavior.
I do think that the details of the growing sexual harassment allegations and the nursing home death cover-up, and now today the reports of the governor's vaccine czar calling county officials to gauge their loyalty to the governor, reveal something that is an underlying issue, which is that the New York State executive branch has been working to protect Andrew Cuomo and not the people of New York, and collectively there is a pattern of abusive behavior.
USA Radio News.
All right, Dr. Scott Bradley with me. We're talking about criminal activity, literally in government. Okay, they literally look the other way when the Proud Boys go crazy and literally create victims everywhere. The government looks the other way, from all the way from the local cops all the way to the FBI. And then they attack those who are victims, adding insult to injury. And now they say that the Proud Boys have attacked the Capitol, over 100 of them. And I don't even know how many arrests they have total, but it's like 200 to date. How many criminal convictions they'll get, I don't know. But if they look the other way and allow the Proud Boys to walk free, what's up with that? But Dr. Scott Bradley's with me. And I know I sound very bold saying, hey, you know what? These guys are criminals, insurrectionists all the way up to Joe Biden. But when you literally withhold exculpatory evidence and lie in court as an FBI agent to ensure that Ammon Bundy sits behind bars, and when a jury of peers lets them free based on the evidence, and you tase the attorney in court, Marcus Mumford, and then he gets extradited or whatever you want to call it, moved to Nevada, and then the judge says, wait a minute, the government's so criminal here, I don't even know how to continue with this case. Case dismissed? So that the evidence doesn't come out about how criminal the government really is, but the judge documenting enough criminal activity to throw many of those people away for literally their whole lives. And now the Proud Boys get bigger as police looked the other way. And now you got a border crisis where record number of migrant children. Okay, it's no coincidence that when Biden took over, he basically opened up the border. So much so that they're wearing shirts. These illegals are wearing shirts going, Biden let us in. Basically, you said you would. Now it turns out that Joe Biden's own Homeland Secretary just admitted that there's immigrants, illegals, pouring into America based on the rhetoric, the statements, the change in policy by Joe Biden. Now, Reuters even reporting that Mexican leaders, including the left-wing president of Mexico, Andres Manuel, fear the Biden administration is stoking illegal immigration and creating business for organized crime. It's so bad on the border crisis that the migrant facility, ladies and gentlemen, is at 729% capacity. Children take turns sleeping on the floor, no showers for days. It goes on and on. Now, that's what they abused President Trump about. But now it's getting much worse under Biden. Biden now deploys FEMA to the U.S.-Mexico border. Move comes amid surge in teen migrants or illegals. It's so bad that Texas Senator John Cornyn said that Mexican cartels are making huge profits from human smuggling, sex trafficking, etc. during the border crisis. What people need to understand is these are criminal organizations, he continued. And then he talked about people getting raped and sexually trafficked and everything else. The Mexican president's worried about it. Everybody in America is worried about it. On one hand, Joe Biden says there's no crisis at the border. On the other hand, he deploys FEMA. Ladies and gentlemen, if Donald Trump is guilty of insurrection because he said go to the Capitol and peacefully and patriotically let them know you want to look into vote fraud, and the government overlooks the Proud Boys who, out of the 200 people arrested, it's estimated that 100 of them are Proud Boys, who Donald Trump said to stand down, stand back, and he didn't agree with them at all. If that's the case, then these people, the cops who are promoting the Proud Boys, and Joe Biden who's promoting illegal immigration, it's so bad that a sheriff, A.J. Louderback, he's the five-time elected sheriff of Jackson County, Texas, he told the Epoch Times that the Biden administration is involved in sending, quote, communiques to the illegals. When they get turned away from the border, then Biden and team sends a message to them that says, please come back. The Biden administration, according to A.J. Louder, has dismantled every piece of the Immigration and Naturalization Act. Drops bomb. Biden's feds sending shock communiques to non-citizens across the border. Feds are inviting rejected immigrants to come back. Elizabeth Stauffer, the Western Journal, with that piece. This is criminal activity. And if Donald Trump created an insurrection by saying peacefully, patriotically go to the Capitol, what about a president of the United States that is questionable about how he was elected, literally sending communiques to illegals saying, we know we turned you away based on our law, but forget the current law, come back. And then literally changing the law by executive order. And now we've got a crisis so bad that Joe has to deny the crisis while sending FEMA into the breach. Dr. Bradley, you can say I'm too bold on this about calling all these government officials criminal, but I don't see it any other way.
You know, I think that there's a pretty strong case to be made that the founding fathers coined a term, and they called it secret combinations. It's those that seek for power and ascendancy. And there's a lot of discussion we could have on secret combinations, but I think you're making a pretty strong case that the secret combinations have obtained the sole management of our government. And it's time for us as a people to awaken to a sense of our awful situation and begin again to return. And I hope, you know, if there's enough time left in here for a couple of ideas of what to do in order to fix this. The sole management of the government, it may be perverse from top to bottom, and I think that there's pretty strong case to think about that. I mean, you think about, I don't know if you saw that grandma getting thrown to the ground or busted ankle or foot or whatever it was by a brute of a cop, and I think it was Galveston, Texas, for not wearing a mask. I mean, what nonsense we have come to. That man should never work again. But you can look at whether it's at Ruby Ridge or at Oak City or at the 9/11 bombings, or you look at the TWA shootdown or the KAL shootdown, or you look at the things that have happened in the Capitol. If you look at the Antifa, the Black Lives Matter riots from last year, you look at the thing in January, we've got a mess on our hands. And I think that what you point out with some of the FBI agents, there are scoundrels in the FBI. And I say that sadly, because as a child, I really strongly considered becoming an FBI agent. They were kind of the guys that were supposed to be the protectors of the things that all Americanist. But no, they're promoting things that are destructive. You look at what happens in our police agencies. I mean, if you look at this George Floyd thing and the outcry for that, but this white grandma, I believe it was Galveston, Texas, I may have remembered that incorrectly, that's getting brutalized by this cop in a bank. And you think, what happened to the honorable, upright, and way too often we're getting these bad actors that are out there. And it's time to recognize that this is immersed in our nation. I mean, it's generational. They have seized and obtained the sole management of our government, largely. And it's because we, the people, have been so complicit and so complacent and so completely unwilling to take any responsibility. And, of course, our education system has been promoting the idea of these socialistic, welfaristic, animalistic programs for so many years now that our children, it's not just the children that are coming through schools now, but also their parents and their grandparents that have been so educated in this thing. It's time again to make popular that which is sound and good and unpopular that which is unsound. And I really do believe that there's enough evidence out there that there needs to be an awakening among the hearts of the people and a restoration, not a revolution, a restoration, because that's what the bad guys are seeking to do. Bring about a revolution that ultimately and finally will end up being the overthrow of the things that we cherish, or we should cherish. I mean, I don't even know if a lot of Americans know what they're doing. I watch some of these people that are fleeing California to get away from the Newsomistic tyranny, and they go to Montana or they go to Idaho or some other place, and they re-implement the socialistic welfare state-ish items that were popular in California that they claim to be fleeing. I mean, we've got to leave behind and move ahead, and the moving ahead is a restoration. And so, I don't know. I mean, I think there are bad actors almost everywhere, but I still believe that America has some goodness in its heart.
Amen. But when President Joe Biden literally says we're not going to protect our border from illegals, we're going to call them undocumented immigrants, when there's literally shirts from the illegals communicating, hey, Biden, let us in, based on his rhetoric. We find out now from Sheriff Lauterbach and others that the President of the United States, via his administration, is sending communiques to the illegals that have been turned away to please come back. And then he denies there's a crisis at the border. And then he literally deploys FEMA. At some point, is that a greater insurrection? Even if you believe the Capitol was? Let's talk about
it. It is an insurrection.
Hang on.
The spirit of the American West is live and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues affecting the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like the 2021 Real Buckaroo Calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Well, my mom smokes and my dad smokes, and I saw them smoking, so I tried it. They're telling me not to smoke, but they smoke themselves.
When it comes to smoking, are you sending mixed signals?
But when you teach someone a certain way to do things and you go back on that certain way, it sends mixed signals to the person that they're trying to teach. The parents need to be the example.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Hello, TPC family. It's James, and I've got to tell you that I sleep better at night knowing that there are organizations like the Conservative Citizens Foundation. The purpose of the Conservative Citizens Foundation is to promote the principles of limited government, individual liberty, equality before the law, property rights, law and order, judicial restraint, and states' rights, while at the same time exploring the dangers posed by liberalism to our national interests and cultural institutions. The Conservative Citizens Foundation also seeks to educate the public on the dangers of extremist ideologies like critical race theory and cultural Marxism. I've worked with the good people at the Conservative Citizens Foundation for many years, and their work comes with my complete endorsement. For more information and to keep up with all the latest conservative news headlines, please check out their website, AmericaFirst.com. That's MERICA1ST.com. AmericaFirst.com.
President of the United States, and you communicate to illegals outside of normal channels via your administration to please come back, and you signal the immigrants to come to your border in droves because of your policies and your actions and your rhetoric, at some point, I have a hard time saying Donald Trump is guilty of anything. But I look at this and I say, you know what? Now we've got a crisis at the border, generated, created by his rhetoric and his change in policy against the law. And now the president of the United States is literally undermining the law via his administration. And you don't have just a few people in Texas worried about it. You've got a five-time elected Sheriff Lauterbach doubling down saying communique is being sent illegally to these illegals. You got Texas Senator John Cornyn going, hey, Mexican cartels are making huge profits. These gangs and criminals are taking advantage of Joe Biden, and now we've got a crisis at the border to bring in FEMA. It's an insurrection, and I would submit to you, led by who, Dr. Bradley?
Well, it's an invasion, if not an insurrection, and really and truly, probably every couple of months, maybe it's less now, we have, you think of the invasion force that landed on June 6, 1944, on the beaches of Normandy. If you do the numbers, the people are coming in at an invasion force size, and they're not going home. They're going to stay here and continue to invade this country. Now, I believe that the president is culpable and has violated his oath of office. And if you read in Article 2, Section 3, it says, he shall take care that the laws be faithfully executed. And so the president is in violation of his oath of office, and we're at great risk. And we have criminals at the head of the government in secret combinations. They have placed themselves there, I don't know if you saw Governor Abbott in Texas, his press conference last week, but it was very cogent. It was a real good presentation about the crisis that's brewing along the border. And it's something that is not just in the Rio Grande Valley. I mean, you've got California, and you've got Arizona, you've got New Mexico that are pulled into this thing altogether. I mean, so at every place you look, you find that there's a... I mean, we could spend all day on the immigration thing. We could spend all day on the FBI.
The media is involved in is protecting... Joe Biden as well. Remember, Donald Trump said, hey, there's bad guys coming across the border. They're rapists and murderers and criminals and drug dealers and drug addicts and sex traffickers. And back when President Trump said that and he made some appropriate protections at the border, they mocked. They laughed. They said he's crazy. He's a racist. He hates Mexicans. And there was a big old battle about that. But now what? Now everybody's admitting that the border's a violent zone, that the border's a concern, that there's rapes and pillages and plunders and sex trafficking and everything else along the border. This is a problem with the media creating a manipulated interference cover-up as well in the secret combination, Doctor. And some of these people, if they're going to shut me down on Twitter, what about the people that are perpetuating the lie that Trump's a racist, that his immigration status or stance had nothing to do with anything normal, but it was a racist agenda to hate Mexicans, and that the criminal activities were lies and not true, and everybody was a good guy coming across the border, and those lies. At some point, you can't peddle that porn of fake news and get away with it either.
Well, I'm awaiting your solution, Sam. I've tried to throw five or six on the table here, and I think that they've kind of been deflected, and I'm wondering if you have a trick up your sleeve that you're going to pull here at the end of the show.
So here it is, ladies and gentlemen. There is no trick up my sleeve, except for if we don't turn to God, it will never get better, okay? And I agree with you completely that, you know what, we ought to arrest criminal activity. We ought to look into these things. But the things that Americans need to do is create accountability for votes, for voting. This whole thing ran off the rails when it came to the vote fraud discussion. The Capitol, everything, Joe taking office, all that. We need to get a handle on our elections. And I have pointed to the local elections to be the answer at the precinct level. Go to your county sheriff and say, Sheriff, we need you to look into vote fraud at the local level. Go to your precincts and demand accountability. If they claim that a certain precinct turned in the numbers on votes, have them double down and verify that. Okay, do it at the precinct and the local level. Reject mail-in voting. Okay, reject those mass ballots. Get a handle on the voting. And then go elect good, honest people that will stand up for what is right. You can replace Congress, the House every 2 years, and a third of the Senate every 2 years. In 6 years, you could have every single one of them replaced. You could also create accountability. But you've got to turn to God to do this, and you got to live good, honest, moral lives as a people. And if we live good, honest, moral lives, if we demand accountability at the very localest of local levels, okay, and if we demand jurisdictional boundaries and back the feds off by checks and balances in America and understand our Constitution and elect not only good but wise and honorable leaders, okay, I believe if we were to turn to God and repent as a people and demand an honesty in elections and then put people in who understand these principles and who will defend them, like, say, a Dr. Scott Bradley, I believe we can turn this thing around. And if we don't, I submit that we can't and we won't. But you know what? Allowing the media to say that Donald Trump created an insurrection and impeaching him over that, and then letting President Joe Biden literally communicate to the illegals and drug cartels and everybody else, come on in, baby, take your coat off, and ignoring that, if the people let that stand, and I know what the people have traditionally wanted to do, Dr. Bradley, is say, oh, we'll let the government officials take care of that. I agree, it's horrible, but there's nothing we can do. Turn off all the fraudulent, abusive media that's in bed with the secret combination, and elect leaders who will stand up and stop it. And if we, the people, don't take action ourselves, we have nobody to blame but ourselves.
We do have a big challenge here, and you point out some wonderful solutions that I believe are absolutely valid. I'll just quote some things from about secret combinations and electing good people. We've got to get good and honorable people that are willing to run, but we're at a point in our society right now where the you wrestle with the pig, you get muddy or dirty or whatever. But here's what was said by one of the founding fathers, Noah Webster. He says, by the laws of creation, by our civil constitution, all men have equal rights to protection, to liberty, to the free enjoyment of all the benefits and privileges of government. All secret attempts, by associations or otherwise, to give one set of men or party advantages over another are mean, dishonorable, and immoral. All secret combinations of men to gain for themselves or their party advantages or preferments to office are trespasses upon the rights of others. Nothing can be honorable which is morally wrong. God commands you to choose for rulers just men who will rule in the fear of God. The preservation of a Republican government depends on the faithful discharge of this duty. If the citizens neglect their duty and place unprincipled men in office, the government will soon be corrupted. Laws will be made not for the public good so much as for selfish or local purposes. Corrupt or incompetent men will be appointed to execute the laws. The public revenues will be squandered on unworthy men, and the rights of the citizens will be violated or disregarded. I would submit to you, ladies and gentlemen, that is exactly the condition that exists in the United States today, from the highest levels down to the lowest levels. But I do believe that there are cores of good Americans, if we will again rally ourselves to the founding principles and make popular that which is sound and good, and unpopular that which is unsound. We can have this restored. But it takes an involvement of people. You're not going to be saved out of Washington, D.C., or out of your state capitals. This happens in the hearts and in the families and in the churches. And I think that by following along that path, it can have a building effect. I mean, I've told the story often enough of I've traveled this country from Florida to Alaska and New York to California enough times to know they're good and honorable and honest and caring people. But we've got to start involving ourselves. We must participate in the process. We must make these things popular again. If we don't, we leave it in the hands of people that are completely, that they're agenda-driven, the New York Times of the world, and the all these other organizations we've talked about. These are the people that are setting the standard. I mean, the big tech companies, I really, truly still believe that there is capability within the people if the people will develop that goodness, turning to God, turning to everything that we hold sacred, and stop throwing it under the bus and putting our trust in the arm of the flesh, if you will, the fools that we've elected. And most of them are worse than fools. They're scoundrels. And many sit in office, even, you know, local police, FBI, governors, mayors, senators, congressmen, and there is a standard to measure them in. It is a divine standard, and we've stopped doing that a long time ago in America, and that's why we're in the bucket of hurt we're in right now. We got a bumpy road to travel, people. It's not going to happen, you know, with lavender sprays and whisk brooms. This is going to have to be roll up your sleeves. Let's pay attention. Let's fix this. And I hope there's enough resolve left in Americans to do that, because of all the Oanded Awfuls, many people are folding. They're giving up. They're hunkering down and bunkering up. And I think the mask mandates and the shutdowns and everything have contributed to it. We could go across the whole spectrum of complete insanity that has settled upon this nation. And it's time to restore the original Americanist things. I mean, we could take any string and pull on it and spend a whole show on this thing about the fear, the doubt, the hopelessness that is settled upon Americans. Suicides have never been higher. You know, substance abuse, domestic abuse, spouse and child abuse.
The loss of businesses, the socialism depending on voting largesse from the Treasury, which we've learned to do at an alarming rate, ladies and gentlemen. And we've got to reverse these trends. Doctor, and it wasn't that I opposed your other solutions. What I really wanted to do was tease out a whole hour of solutions, and you've been providing them, and hopefully I've added a couple to the mix. But, ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you right now, I know it sounds oversimplified, but the solutions are right there. The founders already paid the price. It's now up to us to carry forward their legacy. It's up to us to turn to God and repent. It's up to us to not seek for power, but to pull it down. It's up to us, ladies and gentlemen, to make popular that which is good and honorable and right and reject that which is wrong and evil and satanic. It is a war that was started in heaven by Satan rebelling against God Almighty. And that war continues on the earth right now, and we must learn to use our agency in ways that will preserve and protect the sacred cause of liberty. And it can't be one or two or five of us. It's got to be thousands, millions of Americans. I don't care what race you are, but Americans who understand liberty and understand that it's the protection of life, liberty, and property at stake. It's the promotion of God, family, and country that are the solutions. And so, Doctor, I hope we've created an hour of highlighting what's being done, but how to expose it, and how to provide solutions that are long-lasting and real. Final words, yours, sir.
Well, I would say everybody's got to get involved and engaged and bring others into the issue. And maybe your issue is not, you know, replacing the president. Maybe everybody thinks that is. But your issue might be a local one, with your local sheriff, with your local municipal councils. It may be something bringing to light in your newspapers, these things. Everybody has skin in the game, and if people don't believe that, we're already lost.
All of the above is what I'm advocating for, sir.
Absolutely.
All right, my friend. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you right now, 1,000-plus videos on his incredible website, the whole goal to preserve the nation. The website's called freedomsrisingsun.com, a collegiate series, over 1,000 videos available to you, and weekly webinars with Q&As and more from Dr. Scott Bradley. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic.